Hi, Carmen?
Yes?
Hi, this is Jeff, the guy you talked to the other week.
Yes, I just now got home from work.
Oh, I'm sorry to bother you. I had received your email today.
Hey, I just got in and got my clothes changed and, no, not a problem.
Yeah, I noticed you had sent me an email back.
I just didn't want you to think that I was completely, you know, ignoring you.
No, not at all, no. But I did, I was wondering about that one question that I had asked you about that picture I saw.
Yes, and I tried to open up that link and it wouldn't open for me. But I think it's the one that they took in the hotel room.
It has a picture of you holding up the camera?
Yes, and that should be the picture of the plane going into the tower.
Yeah, because it shows a picture of, like, the two towers after they've been hit, but it shows that it's like it was from Hoboken or something. It looks like far away, like a long shot.
Well, actually, the whole frame of the picture was bigger than what a lot of them showed when they cropped them and used them in the newspaper.
But the picture, like, the distance of it, it got, like, the whole, all those buildings into the shot?
Hold on just a second. Let me pull one of my originals here.
Sure. Like you were saying, there's more than four of them?
Oh, you mean I took a bunch of pictures. The one that had up, though, was just a picture of the plane going in.
Yeah.
And every time you've seen it in the paper or anything, it's usually been cropped.
Oh, so it's just a closer section just showing the building
right,
of the plane?
Right, right. Usually they crop it so that it'll, you know, fit in some specific spot. I'm looking for...
Like, yeah. Did you ever see the picture, like the one that they have with you holding the camera?
The only one I've got of that one is the ones I've seen on the internet, and I do have one that I printed that's somewhere, but I don't know where it is just at the moment. I was trying to...
Yeah,
I know the one that I held up at the time. It was the full shot. Okay, here's the picture at the Headliners Award, and it looks like it's the full frame. And see, it goes over and it takes in those buildings on the side.
Yeah, it has a couple buildings on the side to it, yeah.
Correct.
But this is one, it would, because someone was comparing it to one of their shots from Hoboken, and it kind of lined up the same.
Oh.
With all the buildings in the background and everything.
Well, I can see where that would, because Hoboken, it was pretty much straight across, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And I was actually sitting on the ferry that would have taken me straight across. So I was in the same position, just closer.
Oh, so the ferry did take you there then?
Yes, that's where I ended up going.
Okay, because the ferry...
But not on that same ferry.
Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, it even shows, like, on the news footage, it shows the ferry taking off from the dock.
Yeah, the whole bunch of them, they just kept going back and forth and back and forth.
Oh, there was a whole bunch of them then?
Oh, yes, that's how everybody that was coming out of the towers to that side, that's how most of them got out of the city.
Oh, so you went on the ferry after?
Yes, uh-huh.
Like after you had downloaded all the pictures and everything?
Yes, uh-huh.
And so you took more pictures when you were, like, over there, obviously, then?
I took some while I was over in that direction, but my camera was not a very powerful camera, and I couldn't really get any good long-distance shots.
Oh, so you would have been there, like, what, like, say, when would you have went to Hoboken, then?
Oh, my gosh, let me think.
Like, maybe an hour later or something?
It was after both towers had fallen.
Yeah. So they had taken you off the ferries and then you went back on, or?
Right, see, I was in Battery Park when the first plane hit. They put us on the ferry for whatever reason, and I was on that ferry when the second I was on the ferry, and as to whether it was the one they intentionally planned to put us on or not, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then after it hit, they had us get off the ferry. And I was just down there in Battery Park, and that was when the people started coming down in there and didn't know what had happened, and they looked at my camera at the picture.
Was there a lot of people on the boat taking pictures and stuff?
Well, you know, not... There were some, but most people were with somebody else,
mm-hmm.
Things like that. And generally speaking, when you're with somebody, you usually end up trying to comfort them, or people are talking together and helping each other,
mm-hmm.
Rather than taking pictures and ignoring the person around them.
True, yeah.
And I was by myself.
And so, oh yeah, okay, so you were like, yeah, you were then just taking pictures then, and you'd seen the guy that took you to his office?
He was there in that little group. He had come down, and he saw me there, and he saw the picture, and, well, actually, I just started asking people if there was anyone who had a computer, had something where I could send these pictures home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he made the comment that I had the picture, and I'm going, the picture of what? You know, that's just kind of how naive I was. And so I went up to his office with him, and from there downloaded the pictures to my hometown TV station.
And then after that, you went back to the ferry, or?
Yes, we went back down because I had a friend in the city who was attending a conference, and she was on the other side, the side where the dust had all come up. It was different on the side I was on,
mm-hmm.
And we both knew we'd be heading back to the hotel, and so they would not let us go east and go north. Back up to Midtown.
Well, like on the streets?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We were blocked from getting across there. Okay, I found this picture. I found a picture of me holding that, which is a terrible picture, by the way. And that... If you really can't tell what the picture looks like real well, there's a real bad glare on it. But it is the picture of the plane hitting.
Yeah, there's another one though where it's showing you holding the camera and it has the pictures of the towers, like.
Okay, somebody they probably took a couple of them, and how these got where they got, I have no idea.
So like after you had downloaded the pictures and everything, you got back on the ferry and you went to Hoboken, or?
Yeah, that was the only way I could get back to Midtown, was to go across the river and then start going up and start trying to get back into the city.
Oh, so you had to take the ferry over there.
Right, right.
So that must be where they had taken the, that picture must have came from then.
No, that's not... I don't remember, I don't think so, because we just showed a couple of the pictures when he just took a couple pictures of me, and we never took any pictures that were that far away, that were ones that I took while I was on the ferry.
But you took pictures when you were in Hoboken, like when you had reached the dock or whatever, far away?
Sure.
Yeah. So that must have been like what, like how long were you? How long did it take you to get?
I'm trying to think. I was probably after I came out of the office building. the towers had both already fallen. And, gosh, it had to be close to noon.
Yeah,
it had to be close to noon.
Because, yeah, that picture, it shows the towers are still standing, so it's like, because they fell, like, I guess, what, a half hour after?
But see, I was never on the ferry while the towers were standing.
No.
I took pictures back from the ferry and the Jersey coast. The towers were gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just, like, wondering, I don't know if you'd seen it, but it shows, like, a picture from Hoboken.
Well, not any picture I took of the towers was taken from Hoboken. Only the pictures, the only pictures I took of the towers were when I was in Battery Park.
Like when you were on the ferry or before you got on?
Both.
Oh. And you never, but you had taken more
after.
Later. Yeah. When you were on your way to Hoboken or whatever.
No. No.
No?
The towers were gone then.
Mm-hmm.
There were no towers to take pictures of.
Yeah. Because it just, yeah, it showed, like, a picture from Hoboken with the towers still standing.
That was not, whoever thought that was my picture or got the interpretation that I took a picture from Hoboken of the towers standing is incorrect.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I don't know. That's just what I was reading on the internet. I just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah, no, I have no idea. There's a lot of stuff on the internet. But when I got on the ferry to head to Hoboken, the towers were gone.
So that was probably about 12 o'clock or something, you said?
I really don't know what time it was. Mm. I mean, I would think it would have to be somewhere around then.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm sorry for bothering you.
Okay, no, it's just, you know, no, it's no bother. But the picture that has been in the paper, you know, on the internet and in the paper of me holding my camera, one of them was the one of it hitting, and they may have picked up another one a few minutes later because he took like two or three snapshots of me.
With the different pictures in the lens of the camera?
Yeah. But I say yes, but because I did not remember us changing them, and there have been a lot of pictures that have been altered.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You know what? I remember seeing one that someone had taken and put a clear image of one of my photos in there. Because
mm-hmm.
I've got a copy of the original one that was done, and there's such a glare on that lens that you really can't tell what it is.
Yeah.
And somebody mentioned it to me that the picture in the camera sure did turn out clear,
mm-hmm.
and it was one they had inserted in there digitally.
Oh, okay. So it could have been, yeah, it could have been doctored or something.
Yes, and they could have put anything in there.
Okay, because yeah, like you said, all the pictures you had taken after you went on the ferry to Hoboken, the towers were already gone.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
The towers fell while I was in that office sending my pictures back here to Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I didn't even know they had fallen until, a lot of us up there did not know they had fallen.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess it was pretty quick.
Well, we were in a 14-floor building, a little bit south of the towers there in Battery Park. And we had big buildings between us, and there was no way we could see. And besides that, the smoke and everything that was falling was so thick that it had gotten almost dark.
Yeah, a lot of people said, like, the power was out and you couldn't use your cell phones or anything.
Right, and we just got lucky with the window of opportunity to send that disc out.
Oh, with the internet connection, yeah.
Yeah, we just got real lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, the office I was in, one of the things they did was internet protection. They were like a security company for computers. So they were pretty techy.
Oh, so they knew a lot of ways around everything.
Well, they kept their systems up a lot longer than a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, I'd imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty lucky then, too.
Exceedingly lucky. And so, but as to say, there's so many people have messed up and done things to the pictures online that, you know, you sometimes wonder what's what. But that picture of me was taken, oh, right before midnight.
Well, and that was in the hotel room?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I had just, we had actually just gotten back from, we had gone to the Amtrak, the station, and gotten train tickets to get out the next morning.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd just been back there a little while, and it was kind of wild there. There were so many people trying to get a hold of me. And this guy was from that took this picture was with AP.
Oh, yeah.
And he just snapped a few shots of me, and my hair was all gummy. It was full of all that dust. And
well, with all the dust and everything.
Oh, yes. It was just like if I squinched it together, it sort of just like stayed squinched.
How long did you stay in Hoboken that day? Were you just like there to see people or?
No. That was your only trying to get back into Midtown.
Oh.
And since they wouldn't let us go up in the city, we crossed over to to Jersey and then started going north along the shore. And at each bridge and tunnel, we tried to get back into the city. And they were all blocked
until
we got to
off,
George
yeah.
Washington Bridge. Mm-hmm. And that's when I was able to get back in.
Mm-hmm.
And then go back down to Midtown. And it was about 6 o'clock that night before I got back to the hotel.
And then did you ever, like, take photos for AP after that? Or just, like, with those photos?
They've had access to all of mine.
Yeah.
But, no, I've got a real good relationship with them. They're very nice people.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, that's good then.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Okay. Well, like I said, thank you very much for taking the time to clear that up with me and everything.
Well, I was just curious. What are you? Oh, you just interested, or just a project, or?
Well, yeah, I'm just interested in this whole a lot of the stuff about 9/11 doesn't really make a lot of sense.
No, it doesn't, does it?
It's kind of strange.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Even, like besides the fact, like, a lot of people question what happened at the World Trade Center, is, like, there's still, like, all the stuff about the Pentagon and the stuff about Shanksville and, like, none of it adds up. And the whole thing with that Building 7 later on in the afternoon there, the third building to fall, like, it's all, like, you know. It just seems like it's not true, the official story, anyway.
Oh, right. When I was working on the exhibit, I became acquainted with some gentlemen from the NIST.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And they have worked, oh my gosh, a long time on trying to get some good facts together.
Yeah.
And we have talked for hours. And I know two guys there that have really tried to do a good job. And then also shortly, not even 2 weeks afterward, I was contacted by the, what agency is it that takes care of the Federal Aviation?
Oh, the FAA?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And my pictures were the only ones they had that showed the exact entry of the plane. And then I've got another shot afterwards that shows exactly the floors, the windows, and everything of where it went in. And that was one of the pictures they used to make some of those first drawings.
Oh, like the diagrams and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I noticed the NIST, they had to come out and say they couldn't explain why the towers fell the way they did. They just had to do that last week or something. I heard
yeah,
that
they have just kind of wound up a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been quite interesting. Quite interesting. But one of my photos was one of the first that that was used to do the diagrams there.
Yeah, and you didn't notice like that Michael Hezirkani taking the video, and he had to be right beside you or something.
Oh, he had to be. I mean, we had to be elbow to elbow, but you don't notice everybody around you. He could have been standing right behind me and just been a couple inches taller than me, and I wouldn't have seen him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's just as simple as that. You know, he may or may not have seen me.
Like, did the plane do anything weird or anything as it was going towards the building?
Did it veer or anything?
Like, did it just look normal?
Well, what do you mean by normal?
Like, I don't know, was there anything strange about it or anything?
It was quiet.
Yeah, there was no, like, engine roaring?
Mm-mm.
No?
No. Hmm. But, see, I live over an airport. And I'm accustomed to hearing airplanes a lot, and I didn't even register the sound of the airplane. Now, does that mean it was or wasn't making any noise? Who knows? People who live there are not accustomed to airplanes flying over that area like that close. They would be much more aware of that airplane making a noise.
Yeah, true, if they weren't, and used to hearing that noise all the time.
Right, you know. I'm right here by a 188. They do their military jets all the time, so we hear it. And besides that, to hear a plane over a city to me would not be unusual.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, phone is ringing. Hold on just a second. Don't go away. Okay.
Hello?
Okay, I'm still here.
Okay.
I knew that was my cell phone ringing. It was my husband on his way home.
Okay, well, I won't take up any more of your time.
Okay, well, it's not a problem, and I don't mind answering anything. It's just weird questions that come up. You know, I know everybody that has. I'll tell you what, there's something else strange if you've ever. Let me get the name of this. On the morning before, Monday morning, I took a bus, a tour bus, and went down there from Midtown, went down and toured. And I went by a place on 12th Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And the bus driver, I was sitting on the right side of the top of one of those double-decker buses.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm going down there, and he points to the right on my side of the bus, and he says, "There's always people here," he says, "dressed in robes, and they're always shaking their fists at the people on the other side of the street." He said, "It's kind of like a little war here all the time." And he said, "Well, no, that was that morning. It was Tuesday morning."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was Tuesday morning. And he says, they always do that. Always big crowds." And he looked over there and he said, "Well," he says, "I don't know why they're not here this morning." He says, "But take my word for it, they're always here."
Except for that day.
Except for that day.
Yeah, that's kind of strange.
And anyway, so, well, you know, I had my camera ready, so I took a picture of all of the people who were not there. And there was this old man just squatted down out on the edge of the sidewalk. And he was the only person there. And do you know what the building was?
No.
The Embassy of the People's Republic of China, the Chinese consulate on 520 General 12th Avenue.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I always thought that was very interesting.
That's kind of interesting, yeah.
I thought it was, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, there's another mystery.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That day's just it just seems to be a big one big mystery. I don't know.
So as far as I'm concerned, they knew something was going down that day.
Yeah, somebody knew something.
Yeah, because it was so funny. The bus driver had this big story he always told, because what it is there is a sign there for the, it's like a round blue thing with white around it, and it's got a banner underneath it, and on the left it says SOS, and on the right it says SOS. And it's in the commemoration of the 278-something that were killed in China. I've got some more information on it. But anyway, and those people are always, there's another embassy evidently on the other side of the street that are, or a group of people that are they're in conflict with. And so he just had this big story to tell. But they weren't there that day.
He wasn't able to tell his story that day, you know?
Yeah, there was nobody there. So I just, you know, there's just a lot of weird little things. You think, okay, so what's the big deal about that? But why weren't they there?
So he must have been driving the bus around that day when the planes hit.
Well, yeah, he was the driver that what we were on was that early bus that takes you right down to the sort of like an express bus for everybody that wants to go to the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the one I was on. But anyway, anytime you have a question, please do. Just call.
Okay, well, thank you for being so nice.
Okay, Jeff.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.